Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
You ready for Dana's Dirt? I am. Here we go.
Yeah, so Tiger King star Carol Baskin now owns Joe Exotic's old zoo because she never got the money that she won in a $1 million judgment that went against him.
She's going to rename it and everything and make sure he gets photos. Yes.
TMZ got a hold of the court documents and shows that a judge ruled that Joe's transfer of the zoo land to his mom and Jeff was fraudulent. Since Carol never got the $1 million that she got in that judgment, they're giving her the land to recover some of what she is owed.
Somebody please put a microphone in his jail cell when he finds this out, because I would pay top dollar for that audio. We probably won't be able to air any of it,
yeah.
But I would pay top dollar for it.
Well, the current Miss America, Camille Schrier, is going to become the first woman to serve 2 years because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, I was going to serve 2 years for
Serve two years as Miss America.
Yeah.
She said, I realize now I'm probably going to be a Jeopardy question.
Mm-hmm. So now it's a sentence that she has 2 years of doing it. What if she doesn't want to do it? You can't say no, can you?
You can.
She probably can.
You can give up your crown if you want to.
No, thanks. We just won't have somebody for a year.
She's not going to.
Yeah, pass it to the runner-up.
See, let's give them a chance.
I think you say pass it to me.
Oh,
not me.
Yeah, I'll take it.
This is according to British tabloids, but they say that Kylie Jenner's sisters are really concerned about how she is going through money. She has spent well over $100 million. She did it more than a year.
How?
Or less than a year. By splurging. She bought a multi-million dollar, I think it was over $30 million, her house. Over $55 million for a private jet that costs millions to run.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm a little worried that, you know, you got to slow your roll because it may not always be this good.
Right,
yeah.
And we found out that she's really only worth $900 million. She's not truly the youngest self-made billionaire.
But
so.
Still, I mean, you're 9 years away from being in my shoes.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Day mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Do you remember, was it about, 2 weeks ago? I talked to you guys about having to go into the pantry and find anything to cook for dinner, and I ended up making tuna melts, and you kind of got grossed out a little bit.
I do not like tuna melts.
No,
I love them.
I don't know if a lot of people do, but I actually think I might have started a trend.
Really?
Because the tuna melt apparently is back. Mentions of it are up 30%. On social media since
March. You cannot
March.
Give yourself credit for that. Mentions right here in Orlando.
I feel like I get a little pat on the back for the chicken of the sea.
No, any more than I do for talking about cans of split pea soup and those suddenly disappearing. No.
All right, well, it was a stretch. I figured I did. But listen, you don't have to worry about cooking tuna melts in your house because we've got Heather McPherson here to help us out. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fantastic. All right, so this recipe, anything that has bacon topping, you already have me hooked.
See, I went in for the healthy with gazpacho and then thought, no. I need a visual for Jay.
So what is gazpacho? Am I even saying it correctly?
You are saying it correctly. You know, it's a cold soup and usually it's actually made with bread, day-old peasant bread. And you would grind up just beautiful, beautiful tomatoes and make this really refreshing summer soup. And you can still make it, but a lot of people are looking for maybe gluten-free items for their families themselves. And so this is a way to enjoy all of that wonderful coolness, the great tomato flavor, and avoid the bread part of it altogether. And actually, the great part, you get extra protein because we're adding in Greek yogurt, which has this amazing velvety texture to it.
A friend of mine in New York who's my foodie friend, she made gazpacho last week. I'm like, gosh, I have a taste for that right now. So what are the odds that this would be our recipe?
Perfect timing. Well, and this one, of course, you know, just that little fried sweet corn topping and the bacon on top, little basil. It just looks beautiful. I don't know about you all, but I just feel like we had this sort of spring, beautiful outside temperature, and then all of a sudden, did the switch get flipped on? Because it's hot outside.
Yes.
And the last thing you want is gumbo or chili.
Well, I'd eat that too. But gazpacho sounds nice.
Heather, is gazpacho, is it a side? Is it like your main entree? I don't think I've ever had it.
Actually, all of the above. It's a great starter in like a small bowl if you're having a summer supper, but it's also a great lunch. It's great for beach weekends. You just feel refreshed. You know, a lot of times we come in and we try to eat something light, and it's, you know, the summer heat, the humidity just weighs us down no matter what we choose. This one will not let you down.
And it'll keep in the fridge if you make it the night before to take to the beach the next day?
It will. Actually gets better. You know, it is like one of those soups that everything melds together so nicely. You just want to give it a whirl just to make sure, you know, everything gets blended up.
Perfect. It's garden gazpacho with fried sweet corn and bacon topping. And you can see the picture and the recipe right now at mix1051.com. Thank you, Heather McPherson.
Thank you. Great to talk to you guys. Bye,
bye.
Dana.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kids Smarts.
Let's meet our kids today. Who do we have?
My name's Liliana Augustine. I'm 8 years old. I live in Summerfield, Florida, and I like to watch TV, hang out with my friends, and play with my Barbies.
We got Jennifer with us from Port Orange this morning, going to be our player for Kid Smarts. Hi, Jennifer. You ready to play?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right, so I asked Liliana, who is the princess that was locked away in a tower?
Oh, definitely. She's going to get this.
What's the answer?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel is right. Next question.
Yay.
How many legs does a spider have?
Oh, sure. She's got it.
Third grade. What's the answer?
Six. Wait, no. Eight.
Eight.
Yes.
There you go. Quick correction on it. Still gets the point. Final one. What letter is not included in any of the 50 United States names?
I'm going to say yes.
She'll know it. What's
she
the answer?
Yes.
Q? Nice job, smart kid. Hey, for you,
yay.
Jennifer, you just got a $50 gift card. We're going to treat you to dinner, lunch, whatever you want, Cafe Tutu Tango or Mia's Italian Kitchen. You can choose which one you want. And if you go to Mia's, ask for the meatballs because they're wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Mix 105.1.
No, he's a very busy man, always very appreciative when he can carve out a little bit of time for us. It is the mayor of the city of Orlando. Good morning, Mayor Dyer. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Dana. How
good
are you
morning.
Guys?
Good morning.
So, going to bed last night, I couldn't turn off the news. It's one of those things where I'm just reading Twitter and I'm watching the news, and it was tough to go to bed last night and just turn my brain off for a few minutes. And you go to bed with a little bit of uncertainty of how things, you know, are going to go with the protests and people here in our very own backyard, in our town, and waking up this morning and turning on the news and seeing that we did have peaceful protests last night. And I saw one reporter last night saying, you know what, I don't even know if I see in downtown Orlando even any trash. Like, people cleaned up after themselves, and that was just a little bit of a reassurance, you know, for our town here that people, for the most part, were doing the right thing.
You're exactly right, Jay. I'm proud of our community. I'm proud of our police department and the surrounding agencies that are assisting. But you watch CNN or whatever national news you're watching, and you see things burning all over the country. And we know that people are hurting, and we know Minneapolis was just kind of opening a wound, and people need to be and want to be heard, and we want to facilitate them doing that, but we want to make sure that it's done peacefully and property's not destroyed and people aren't hurt. So we've done pretty well the last three nights, I think, in regard to that. And I'd say 99% of the people that have been out protesting have done it peacefully. There's a few that can't resist doing a few things that they shouldn't be doing. But for the most part, we've facilitated. The OPD has walked side by side with protesters most of the evenings. And so far, so good.
Well, too often, I believe, all eyes do seem to be on national news, national leaders. But as someone who's done this, how would you encourage people, especially young people, to get involved locally and at the state level beyond protesting to affect positive change? I always think that the decisions that you make are going to have a bigger impact, or as much of an impact, on my life living in Orlando as what's happening at the national level.
You know, as mayors, we have, I think, more direct influence on what happens in somebody's life in your individual city, you're right, than the governor or even the president, certainly more so than your congressman or your legislator on a somewhat daily basis. And so many of the things that used to be, you would think, were federal issues like climate change or infrastructure, now have gone down to the local level, and we have to lead on virtually every issue that you can think of. Hey, I know we have a little bit of limited time, so can I also mention, you know, if I'd been on the show Friday, we'd have been talking about the coronavirus,
right,
and COVID. So I just want to remind everybody the virus is still here. It's not gone. And we need to continue to social distance. We need to wear masks because we don't want to have a repeat of where we were 2 months ago as we had to go into a stay-at-home mode. So we're still doing testing. I encourage people to test, to wear their face coverings, to social distance, and make sure that we don't spread the virus. We know that you can be asymptomatic. So I've tested a couple of times now, and we have testing at the Rosemont Center for anybody who wants to go do that.
Yeah, you know, if your people are out to be protesting peacefully, also wear those masks. You know, we definitely don't want to see a resurgence of this right now. So, you know, it was, like you said, it's just something we were just thinking about just a few days ago. So thank you so much. You can always get all the latest information by going to orlando.gov. You can see the COVID-19, the data tracker, and all the information there. And thank you for everything you do for us right here in our community, Mayor. Appreciate it.
And we appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Take
care.
Have a good
day.
Bye. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
I don't know. There's something going on, personally, that you need a little bit of help with. This guy called. He's like, look, I don't know where to turn. I just need a little bit of advice. You know, it's the Daily Dilemma. I figure we could help him out. So let's see if I can offer some friendly advice for him.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to you for years, and I want to get your input on something. Do you think it's okay for a 47-year-old to date a 30-year-old? I know that's 17 years, and I actually have a daughter that's 17 years old. So I wanted to see what you guys think. Is that okay? Here's the thing. It's not for me. It's from my ex. My ex is dating a 30-year-old. I don't think that's right. My daughter doesn't think that's right either. How do we convince her that this isn't right? I think she's doing it all for the wrong reasons. What do you guys think? How do we convince her that this isn't a good idea?
Is her name Cher?
Well, it sounds like dad and daughter are having conversations and trying to talk mom out of dating this young man. And I want to know what all the wrong reasons are. Like,
yeah.
You know, does she make good money or does he make good money? Is he just hot or is she just smoking hot?
You know? Just, I mean, like, not looking for love or anything serious.
How long ago of an ex? You know, is this just like, you know what? I was married for a long time, 17 plus years, and I'm just going to go out and have a little fun right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it is still her daughter's business.
Right.
But I don't think it's his business.
It's not his. He even said, like, I shouldn't care, but I do care or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably because the daughter's bothered by it. Because there's only a 13-year difference between the daughter and the guy.
Right.
You know? So usually I'm not, age is, you know, it's just a number. As long as you're happy and as long as you're in love. But I don't know.
Really?
One, I don't know. That's a little, I have a daughter now. I have a 14-year-old daughter. Like, if she came home dating somebody 17 years older than her.
She's 14.
I know.
That would be illegal. If she was 30 years old and fell in love with someone who's 47.
We would be having a long talk with that.
And age is, like, it looks different on different people.
True. This is true.
And in how you act,
she,
you know?
She could look young. or he could look old. I don't know.
Well, not and just in looks and how you decide to live your life.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a fully grown man.
Yes.
He's 30 years old. He's a fully grown man. That is not appealing to me. I don't want to be the young one. I mean, no, I do want to be the young
you
one.
You want to be the young
one. I don't care how old I get. All don't right. I don't want to be the older person.
Well, see, my stepdad is actually the young one. Like versus my mom. So he's closer to my age than my mom's age.
How many years difference for them?
I'm
math on the
sure.
fly.
I know. I went to a school that I didn't have to do math. My mom is almost 50 and he is probably, I still think 30s. So like 37, 38.
Okay. So more than a decade difference.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, your mom is like, really, she's like you're like the same 30. Age. Yeah. And it's not just looks. I mean, her
she
attitude.
Looks better
and,
than me.
Right. Yeah, and she's
we're not saying that. Wow, Jay.
Wow,
no,
Jay.
No, I was about to say. Ow. No, no, I didn't mean to say. Ow! 407-919. No, I was transitioning
why
into
didn't
saying.
Why did you just give this guy some advice?
Mix 105.1.
Our daily dilemma. His ex is dating somebody 17 years younger. Daughter doesn't like it either. Got some advice for him, Michael? What do you think?
You know what? It sounds like they're recently out of their previous relationship. And the key word there that I heard was dating. If they're just dating, I don't really see the big deal. It's not a, they're not seeking a major relationship. And if it does turn into a major relationship, they're both at the adult age to figure out whether it's going to work out as they grow together.
Yeah, he didn't say she was moving them in or anything like that.
Yeah, they're just dating and they're adults can date and have fun or whatever. And then if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they're both old enough to separate and go their separate ways.
They are grown-ups. They are adults.
They share alone. Yeah, like, so is the issue the age difference?
Right.
He's 30, she's 47, or is there something else that makes it for all the wrong reasons?
Right, which maybe we don't know. Because he even says something about she's in it for all the wrong reasons.
Like what does that mean?
What is it?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to call and expand on that a little bit more. So, you know what? I think he explained to the daughter, hey, listen, if mom's happy and that's it. There's nothing else going on. The guy treats her right. And as long as your mom's happy, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Age is just a number. If that changes for any reason, then yeah, we can get involved. But it's okay to let mom have a little bit of fun right now.
You know? That's what you want to say.
And then dad's gritting his teeth right. The whole time while he's saying that.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You have kids at home? If you don't, I'm sure you know somebody that does have kids at home, or maybe you're a teacher or something. But what do you tell your kids right now? How much are you telling them? Are you waiting for your kids to come and ask you questions? I mean, I have a 17 and a 14-year-old at home. They have TikTok. They can have access to basically anything they want.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll even come in and say, Dad, have you seen this? You know, so, and it, what, 4 years ago when Pulse happened,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we had the same conversation. My wife works as a mental health counselor, and she and I together, because there's not that guidebook on that. How do you talk to your kids about things like this? It's hard. And sometimes as a dad, I'm speechless because I don't have the right answer sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and you try and comfort your kids. You try and tell them certain things. And sometimes they want to know more. And so kind of right now we were letting them come to us and we're just kind of reassuring them. Do you guys have any questions? Anything you want to know? And usually the 17-year-old is like, no. You know, it's like a typical day at school. How is it?
Right.
You know. But as far as Kylie goes, she pays attention more and she asks more questions. Mm-hmm. So it's tough. Especially, you know, mine are a little older. I can't imagine the younger ones.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel no matter what, you should sit down and talk to them about just everything that's going on in general and why. Because even though you're seeing videos and everything online, it's not everyone is fully understanding what is going on and the reason behind what is going on. So I feel it's good to explain. Like I saw a picture of a five-year-old holding up a sign asking how she can help, and her mother explained it to her, and that's why they went out together.
Right.
And it's just, it's a big deal. I feel like you all should sit down and explain it no matter how old the kid is.
It's a good time to educate.
You know? And be having conversations and to look at who in your life outside of your family that you can have conversations with,
yeah,
and who might have a different perspective, and bringing in all of those so that there is an exercise, a practice of speaking to other people, reaching out to other people, mm-hmm. not being completely in our own space and self-absorbed and pushing out, this is me, this is me, this is me, and seeing what other people, you know, having a curiosity about someone else's life experience. So you are able to have deep conversations, honest conversations, but it's something that isn't on it like a step towards destruction and chaos
right.
and
right.
Criminal behavior. There's a way to have those conversations without all of that, or there should be.
Without
there
hurting others,
be.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so just to really have those conversations. Okay, so look, I am the one African-American person on this staff.
Well, I'm mixed.
Oh, I didn't know you were African-American.
I am. My dad is.
Okay. No, I had no idea. I thought you were Armenian.
I'm Armenian and African-American.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm one of two people
right.
who are. But just judging by the way we look, Chantel, a life experience of a certain kind of treatment would be different than what someone with skin color different than mine would
right.
have. You know?
Right, and totally different from me, right. Absolutely.
Right, right. And so, I mean, it might be surprising to you, like, some of the things that I could tell you. You're like, oh, really? Like, it might be completely just...
Oh, I'm sure, without a doubt. There's things that I will never, ever understand.
Exactly.
You know?
But you might with conversation. You know, there are conversations that I can have with my friends, and happy Pride to everyone. I should have said that yesterday. In the gay community... in overcoming certain things, like, you know exactly what this is like. You know exactly what it's like to walk into a place and to have this happen. You know.
Right.
You know? So I think that with conversations and an openness and just for a second thinking, you know, just because things are good for me or this is my normal, this may not be what it's like for another person.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So as it is important to talk to kids, I'm an adult. I'm reaching out to my friends and expressing my feelings and getting their input as well and seeing how they see things and getting other people's opinions and ideas and explaining everything to me as well still.
And I saw some people yesterday saying, just listen. Just if somebody wants to talk and they want to tell your story, just listen. You know, listen with an open mind, with an open heart, you know?
Yeah.
And learn, educate yourself right now. So, you know, if you do have kids at home, what are you telling them? Are you talking to them?
Mix 105.1.
We're talking about if you have kids at home, how much you're talking to them right now. You're answering questions. Are you waiting for them to bring it to you? Or are you sitting them down? Steve Helling from People Magazine, our buddy's going to join us in just a second. But Helen, you talking to your kids? What's the conversations like at home?
Good morning. So I have two boys that are about to be 13 and 14. They ask the most questions you could ever think of. You know, why can't we go see our friends? Why are things closing? And, you know, us as parents, we're very open with our kids. And we tell them what's going on and, you know, why we can't do certain things right now. And they get mad because they're kids and they don't fully understand. But we have to keep them informed because they're our future. They need to know what's going on to be able to fix it in the future.
Well, and we've had psychologists on the show before who've said at the point that your kids come to you and they're asking, you really do need to have some sort of conversation with them. You can't brush off that question. They're coming. They're ready.
It's definitely very important, you know, especially being at that, I'm a new teenager age. I need to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on. I'm very nosy, you know, and, you know, I feel bad because, you know, they were out of school for so long and they want to go and see their friends and they want to go and hang out. But things just, as of right now, in my opinion, just progressively keep getting worse and they don't fully grasp it. You know, they don't fully understand. And for me as a mom, that's really hard that they don't fully understand. So we have to keep explaining things to them.
And for the most part, are they starting to understand? Are they getting it? Or is it still just kind
of... No, they definitely understand.
Okay,
you know, they understand the circumstances. They understand, you know, every action has a reaction. And they're just trying to prevent themselves from getting into any kind of situation, you know, that could lead them to either getting hurt or getting sick or just any of those things. They definitely understand, and they're pretty awesome kids about it, to be honest.
I know. I mean, when you look back over the course of history and you think, you know, you see pictures from World War II or from the Vietnam War, and it's like anyone who was young at that time, just because of when things happened, had to grow up really fast and be exposed
right.
to things
right.
that, you know, certain generations aren't. And you never know when you have a child like this, 20 years from now or 14 years from now, we're going to be talking about this. Yeah, it's just going to be really interesting to see what this generation of young people, what they do.
What they can accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely.
My 14-year-old asked me, well, Dad, well, what's going on right now? Will it be in history books for kids my age in the future when I'm an adult? I said, absolutely. I think it will.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know? Helen, thanks so much for calling us this morning.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Steve, good morning, bud.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all right. So you have how many kids?
Six.
Six kids. So what's the conversation that you're having with them? Are they coming to you? Are they asking questions?
You know, they know the time going on. They certainly know that the world seems to have gone mad. And, you know, I feel like they deserve the answers to any questions that they ask. And so we have never sugarcoated anything with the kids. You know, we've told them what the reality is about all the things. You know, that there are lots of bad things in the world. And if they don't hear them from us, they're going to hear them somewhere. So when they ask a question, I tell them the answer.
So are you immediately not offering it up, or just you're kind of waiting for them to bring it to you, and as soon as they do, then you're prepared to answer them?
No, because of what I do for a living, because I'm a reporter, they always want to know what's Dad working on. And, you know, this week, Dad was working on, you know, the protests. And what are the protests for? So we have to tell them what protests are for. You know, that's just kind of, it kind of comes up in conversation because it's what I do for work.
Right.
You know, so like at dinner, I plan to have a conversation with them a bit more about what happened yesterday. You know, it's just kind of what the way it has to be because there's no hiding it. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to them about what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that my parents had conversations with me about race. Some would just to prepare me for, you know, the way the world is. But also they were taking my temperature. I remember it was 1,000 years ago and there were two people. I can't remember the show, a reality type show. And it was a sing off show. And there was a black guy and there was a white guy. And there were some friends that I had who were rooting for the black guy, and they were rooting for the black guy because he was black. And I told my dad about that. And he's like, well, what do you think about that? I'm like, I'm rooting for the guy who I think is the best singer. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I think that you learn about your kids too and other things that they've been exposed to. It's like, no, these are our family's values. This is, yeah, we got to talk about this,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely right. And the interesting thing is that, you know, even kids who are preteens can have a very different opinion than you do about things, and that's okay. You know, we talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thanks for what you do and for covering things like this. We greatly appreciate it, and for being our friend and calling us.
Absolutely.
Always. No problem. I will talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Steve. Helen, see you, buddy.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.